little thing. Okay, yes. Tiny Tidal Waves, my name is Kane. It's Tuesday night on Ragin Community Radio. We're listening to Neo Soul. We're talking about Neo Soul. We're going to learn about it. And to kick things off is Golden from Jill Scott.
What I can't supposed to be, baby, I feel free. Come on.
A Long Walk from Jill Scott from her album Who Is Jill Scott? And that was from it's from the year 2000. Awesome. Sick album. Sick song. I have really good memories of that tune from Fat Eddie's in Christchurch way back in 2008. It's a vibe. So, we're talking about Neo Soul. Let's learn a little bit about it. Neo-soul, sometimes called progressive soul, if you're interested in listening to the difference. I did an episode on prog soul way back last year. I don't know what episode it is, maybe 5 or 6. Neo-soul, sometimes called progressive soul, is a genre of popular music. As a term, it was coined by music industry entrepreneur Kedar Massenburg during the late 1990s to market and describe a style of music that emerged from soul and contemporary R&B. Heavily based in soul music, neo-soul is distinguished by a less conventional sound than its contemporary R&B counterpart, with incorporated elements ranging from funk, jazz fusion, and hip-hop, and to pop, rock, and electronic music. It has been noted by music writers for its traditional R&B influences, conscious driven lyrics, and strong female presence. And if I'm being totally honest, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to do something like this. So many of my shows exploring the foundations of genres and popular acts and genres, so male heavy. So we needed some women to mix it up and to even it out. Now, neo-soul developed during the 1980s and early 1990s by black Americans in the United States as a soul revival movement. It earned mainstream success during the 1990s with the commercial and critical breakthroughs of several artists. I'll give you a guess. You guessed? Including D'Angelo, Erykah Badu, and Lauryn Hill. Their music was marketed as an alternative to the producer-driven, digitally approached R&B of the time, although many of them were ambivalent about the term. It's the thing with terms. They don't really mean anything until you're reflecting on the era. No one at the time is like, yeah, we're neo-soul right now. You're looking back on it. So let's hear some Erykah Badu.
to all of the Creator's righteous children. I have some food in my bag for you. Not that edible food, the food you eat? No. I have some food for thought. Since knowledge is infinite, it has infinitely fell on me. It was a stormy night. You know the kind where the lightning strikes. And I was hanging out with some of my artsy friends. Ooh, you, you. The night was long. The night went on. We were cooling out through the break of dawn. Incense was burning, so I'm feeling right. I see, I picked my friends like I picked my fruit. Nagani told me that when I was only a youth. I don't walk around trying to be what I'm not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. I work at pleasing me, cause I can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. I'm so flash free like a willow tree. Do we, do we, do we? And if you don't wanna be down with me, you don't wanna be from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, then you don't wanna be from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, then you don't wanna be from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, you just don't wanna be down. I have a home, and I take it everywhere I go. Cause I'm planting seeds, so I reap what I sow. He's moving like a rolling stone. I can't control the soul flowing in me. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. See, I picked my friends like I picked my fruit. Again, he told me that when I was only a youth. I don't walk around trying to be with a knight. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. I work at pleasing me cause I can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. My soul flies free like a willow tree.
Apple Tree from Erykah Badu, and before that was On and On, both from the album Baduism? Baduism. Sorry. Erykah Badu with the album Baduism. Nice. On and On and Apple Tree. That's from 1997, so it's definitely at this kind of front end of what we're calling neo-soul, soul revival movement. So, yeah, that was two from Jill Scott, two from Erykah Badu, and then I think we're just going to do one from artists from this point on, because most of these songs are, you know, around 4 to 5 minutes. So, neo-soul, since its initial mainstream popularity and impact on the sound of contemporary R&B, neo-soul has been expanded and diversified musically through the works of both American and international artists. Its mainstream presence declined during the 2000s, although newer artists emerged through more independent means of marketing their music. In his book, The Essential Neo-Soul, from 2010, music journalist and culture critic Chris Campbell writes that while the genre has been, quote, woefully misunderstood and its artists mismarketed, end quote, there is a, quote, historical and social relevance that validates its designation as the current face of alternative progressive soul music, brackets, parentheses, in both underground and overground circles, close parentheses, complete with a distinct origin and developmental evolution, end quote. Wow. According to Mark Anthony Neal, quote, neo-soul and its various incarnations has helped to redefine the boundaries and contours of black pop, end quote. Huge sweeping statements there, saying how important neo-soul is. So that's pretty cool. The etymology, as a term, neo-soul was coined, as we said, by Kedar Massenburg of Motown Records in the late 1990s as a marketing category following the commercial breakthroughs of artists such as D'Angelo, Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, and Maxwell. The success of D'Angelo's 1995 debut album Brown Sugar has been regarded by several writers and music critics as an inspiration behind the term's origin. While some artists have ignored the label, others have received the designation with controversy because it may seem contrived to music audiences and imply that soul music had ended at some point in time. I see. In a 2002 interview for Billboard, Massenburg said that genre classifications are often unpopular because they may be suggestive of a short-lived trend. However, although he said neo-soul is still essentially soul music, Massenburg felt there was a need to market artists of the genre for listeners to have an understanding of what they were buying. And I totally understand that. And soul music, of course, hadn't ended at any point in time, and it still hasn't, because it's been revived with neo-soul. And you know, soul genres have a sound all of their own era, you know, and that's why kind of the show exists. And that's why I love doing this sort of thing and geeking out about these genre specifics, because by adding, you know, by adding another qualifier to a genre title such as neo soul, you're putting it in an era, and it helps the audience kind of understand what's going on. So yeah, let's continue listening. We've got some Alicia Keys and some India RE coming up right now. Bit of a classic with the Alicia Keys song. I know it's her biggest song, and I know it's like a bit of a, you know, you hear it all the time and it's been done, but this song has really lovely memories for me. And so as soon as I think of Alicia, I think of this tune, and I'm sure you do too.
Baby, if it ain't you, baby, if I ain't got it, you, baby, some people want to tell me.
It's Video from India Ari off of her album Acoustic Soul from 2001. Fantastic song, fantastic record. And before that, If I Ain't Got You from Alicia Keys off of her 2003 record, The Diary of Alicia Keys. Again, all of these records are pretty amazing, pretty legendary. So this is Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane. And each week on this show, we talk about different subgenres, artists, albums that started out small and made a gigantic impact. And this week we're talking about neo-soul, and we've been listening to some amazing neo-soul, and we've got a whole lot more coming. But let's talk about a little bit of the characteristics of neo-soul. Despite some ambivalence from artists, the term received widespread use by music critics and writers who wrote about artists and albums associated with the music style. African-American studies professor Mark Anthony Neal has described neo-soul as, quote, everything from avant-garde R&B to organic soul, a product of trying to develop something outside of the norm in R&B, end quote. According to music writers, the genre's works are mostly album-oriented and distinguished by its musicianship and production, incorporating organic elements of classic soul music with the use of live instrumentation, in contrast to the more single-oriented hip-hop-based and producer-driven sampling approach of contemporary R&B. And that statement right there is why I have more of an affinity with neo-soul as to R&B. Neo-soul also incorporates elements of electronic music, jazz fusion, funk, rap, gospel, rock, reggae, and African music. In her book Musical Rhythm in the Age of Digital Reproduction, music author Anne Danielson wrote that neo-soul toward the end of the 1990s exhibited a musical development that was part of, quote, a remarkable increase in musicians' experimentation with and manipulation of grooves at the microrhythmic level. That is, the level in played music that is usually understood in terms of phrasing and timing. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in a little bit, but I don't want to get too heavy on the descriptive stuff. So let's listen to Music Soul Child. And then after that, you're going to hear some of that extreme manipulation of grooves at the microrhythmic level with D'Angelo Tune.
Girl, I know this might seem strange, but let me know if I'm out of order or stepping to you this way. See, I've been watching you for a while, and I just gotta let you know that I'm really feeling your style. 'Cause I had to know your name and leave you with my number, and I hope that you would call me someday. If you want, you can give me yours too, and if you don't, well, I ain't mad at you. We can still be cool, girl.
I'm not trying to pressure you, just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even really gotta be my girlfriend.
No, no.
I just wanna know your name, and maybe sometime we can hook up, hang out, just you.
Damn, I'm surprised that you called, 'cause the way you walked away, I thought I wasn't gonna see you no more. Since you didn't wanna give me your man, I thought that you were digging me and wasn't digging me. But anyway, what you doing tonight? I'll probably be quitting my peeps. If it's cool with you, maybe we'll swing by and you can just chill
with us.
Or you can just chill with me, long as you're comfortable and you feel secure when you're with me. 'Cause
I'm not trying to pressure you, just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even really gotta be my girlfriend.
Oh yeah.
weekend. Go see a movie, girl. Or maybe we can hang out, girl. Whatever you wanna do, just let me know. It's up to you.
It's all over, baby.
We can just chill. We can just chill. Just chill and keep it real. I ain't out to get nothing from you. Oh, no, oh, no. We can just talk about you, girl. Oh, yeah. I'm just there for you. Anytime you need me to, baby. Oh,
Send It On from D'Angelo off his album Voodoo from the year 2000. Incredible song, incredible record. And Raglan, I've got a gigantic surprise for you. And it's super special. It's the first time that this song is going to be played on the radio in Raglan. Not this one, though. It's coming up. So before we hear the song, before I unveil this to you, Raglan's version of Neo Soul, we're going to hear from Ms. Lauryn Hill, Forgive Them, Father, and then I'll come back and I'll tell you what we're about to listen to.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Although them again we will never, never, never trust. Them not know what them do. Dig out your eye while I'm sticking like glue. Blinking green while they're plotting for you.
What do you think?
It just happened. Like, things just be going on. And then,
No. We don't need to be listening to that, Lauren. Thank you very much for the song. I don't even know why I chose that song. I'm not a huge Lauryn Hill fan. Like, she's a legend, you know, but something about her personality kind of bugs me. But her music can't be denied. And I don't know why I chose Forgive Them, Father. But you could pretty much just choose any song off that record. Anyway, who cares? Because Raglan, we're about to hear a new song from local band Team Squad. And it's called Violet. It was released on Friday. And it's probably, the genre it's closest to is probably neo-soul. It's taking influence more from like prog soul, but as we learned at the top of the show, neo-soul is otherwise known as prog soul. There's some very subtle differences, which you may find if you listen to my prog soul episode. But for now, we're going to listen to a song called Violet from a local band called Team Squad, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
That's Violet from local Raglan band Team Squad. And that's off of their brand new EP, which isn't coming out until March. So Violet was released on Friday, and that was the Raglan Radio premiere. So if you heard that, congratulations. If you want to know more about Team Squad, look them up. They're on Instagram and Facebook. A few local musicians. They did a couple of shows last year at the Raglan Radio birthday party, along with Cornerstone Roots, and played with Skeela, who came to town in December. And on the 22nd of March, Team Squad will be holding a release party show at the Yard. And we will have Brother Sister supporting from Auckland. So check out Team Squad, check out Violet, listen to local music, support local artists. And yeah, that was great. So we're still on the Neo Soul buzz. I mean, I think that was Neo. That's pretty Neo Soul. It's pretty close. It fits, I think, in this playlist. Anyway, we're going to hear some Leanne La Havas, and we're going to hear some Janet Jackson, and then we're going to learn a little bit more about Neo Soul.
sweet summer rain. I'm born again.
Now why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that,
Oh, yeah. I like this one.
What?
Thank you. used to think that I was happy. I was just lying to myself, yeah. Really believe no one would have me, yeah. So put my poor heart on a shelf, oh baby.
Will You Love Me from Chaka Khan, legend, off of her album Funk This from 2007. Before that was Morning Light from Nubian Twist featuring Ria Moran. And Nubian Twist, one of my favorite up kind of modern neo-soul. Modern neo-soul. You know, interesting chat about that, actually, because the whole point of neo-soul was that, you know, it was kind of explaining that it's a new take on soul. But that was in the late 90s and early 2000s. That's 25 years ago. What are we calling neo-soul now? It's just neo-soul, right? Or are we kind of delineating it further into something different? don't know. And before that was Gone Till It's Gone, Janet Jackson, Joni Mitchell, and Q-Tip, and Bittersweet from Leanne LaHavis. Now, Leanne LaHavis is, that Bittersweet song was from 2020, so that's only 5 years ago. But it's got that vibe, you know, it's got that neo-soul vibe. And before that was Violet from local band Team Squad. Check that out, add it to your playlists. I think we've kind of learned all we need to learn about neo-soul. And so I'm kind of just going to cruise through a few more songs. We've only got 15 minutes left, so I want to squeeze in four more tunes. This is Wish I Didn't Miss You from Angie Stone.
think beauty's overrated. Cause that's something anyone can be. Yeah. Attraction, now that's something different. And thankfully you're both to me.
Cause I've learned in this life, yeah, you gotta be with someone you like. And you think we've got, yeah, what it takes to go to distance.
I can tell you now.
The World It Softly Lulls, and that was from Hiatus Cody off of their album Talk Tomahawk from 2013. Incredible record, one of my favorites and one of my favorite bands. The before that was from Robert Glasper featuring Music Soul Child and Wish I Didn't Miss You from Angie Stone. This has been Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane, and tonight was all about Neo Soul. We heard the wonderful new song Violet from local band Team Squad. Fitted in perfectly with all of the incredible neo-soul music we heard. And I'm going to leave you with a song called Time Alone With You featuring Daniel Caesar. And it's by Jacob Collier from his album Jesse Volume 3. It's neo-soul. Look, just shut up and listen, all right? Goodbye. We'll see you next week for something totally different.
T345. Go.
If you wanna get sunshine,
whole night,
walking on the rooftop,
moonlight,
I'ma go get some
time alone with you.
Oh. Yeah, we could go dancing,
whole night,
soak up the disco.
Moonlight.
I dig it when I get that.
Ooh, time alone with you.
There's a beautiful Sunday morning.
Hey.
You see the sun up in the sky.
Oh.
He's gonna shine on you.
How? When I'm alone with you.
If you wanna get dirty.
Whole night.
Slipping on the mudslide.
Moonlight.
We could cut the chit chat.
Give me that.
Time alone with you.
Oh yeah.
We could skip the border.
All night.
Swim around the ocean.
Moonlight.
And octopus light when you give me that.
Time alone with you.
Yeah. Oh. There's a beautiful Sunday evening.
Hey.
And when you see the little moon.
Wanna make it to Nirvana, play all day in bed with me and teach me how to love ya. You wanna be my partner, but baby please believe me, loving me ain't easy. I'ma need some time with you, you gon' need some time with me. Who knows what we're gonna do, all I hope is you don't leave.
All night, star bright,
all night,
shines down on me.
Walking on the rooftop,
moonlight,
we could cut the chit chat.
Moonlight.
I dig it when I get that.
Moonlight.
I'ma go get some
time alone.